claims made during this broadcast.
WRXR, Rossville, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio. Presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Your home for NASCAR. Now. Live from the Optimize You studio. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday, like we always do. And today we're going to recap the Brickyard 400, one of the crown jewels in the NASCAR season, if it is still, but also the last points race or race period for the Cup Series anyway, as we get ready for a two-week break at the Olympics. And I tell you what, NASCAR saved up a good one. I don't know about the finish. I guess it depends on if you're a Kyle Larson fan or not, but plenty of off-the-track things to talk about, as it seemed like there were plenty of salty drivers after this one was over. You had drivers running out of gas. You had drivers going on other radio shows earlier in their week telling other drivers to watch out. You've got, Ryan Blaney with a profanity-laden tirade. Not real happy with the way NASCAR handled things. So what does it all mean? We'll tell you this hour. Sit back, relax. It's time for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. I am Casey, and alongside me, ladies and gentlemen, the reason we're here, the crew chief, or I guess team owner of Whitfield Media Group, none other than a man who enjoys a big old pile of French fries, but only when he's eating when it's dark and people can't see him. Sean Whitfield, Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, good evening. Happy to be here. And that was a big old prime rib, and it had a few fries with it.
I couldn't see it due to the mountain of French fries.
How could you not see that big old piece of delicious, well-prepared prime rib?
So I run into Sean at dinner Saturday night. He didn't invite me and Mrs. Orr. No big deal. But we run into
I was
him
about
there.
To say that's the same thing about you, because y'all were there way before we were.
We'll run into him and Mrs. Whitfield, and there's Sean, kind of in the, if you've been to J. Alexander's, it's very dark, but he's over there. And I go to say hi to him, and he can't even answer because his mouth's so full of French fries.
Yeah, right.
Mr. Health, Mr.
I even
Supplements, Mr. Vitamins, Mr. I do a podcast called blah, blah, blah. Eating French fries.
I had a few.
A big.
I even sent you a photograph after I left.
I would call it heaping. Heaping.
Well, it was.
Amount of French fries.
All the portions are large there. However, I sent you a photograph because I knew that you were going to be giving me down the road.
Doesn't quite.
I thought, you know what? I am going to show evidence. Matter of fact, Kim asked me, she says, when I got my phone out, I was taking pictures of the plate before we left. She says, what are you doing? I said, I am documenting evidence, just like I told you. I said, 3/4 of these French fries will still be here when we go to leave. And every bit of them was there. And then you tried to say, well, you'll get them to go.
Yeah, I guarantee.
I don't know about you, but, you know, taking French fries to go and eating them the next day is typically not that good.
I don't think you really took him to go. I think you took that picture trying to throw me off the trail, but I'm too smart for that. Secondly, air fryer. If you buy an air fryer for no other reason.
I don't have an air fryer.
Than just to reheat French fries, it's the only way to make them taste like they came from the restaurant again.
Huh.
Just a good old some salt.
I'm surprised.
Put a little more salt on it and shake it up and get the convection oven going. Oh, man.
You have an air fryer?
Well, of course.
Okay.
I mean,
do you ever use it?
I'm an adult, Sean.
Yeah, but do you ever use it?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you use it for?
So, reheating French fries. It is.
Well, I don't typically eat French fries, so it wouldn't It wouldn't be quite
don't.
The investment for me. It's. I mean, very seldom do I eat fries.
You don't. Hot dogs are fantastic because you get the wiener all good and charred,
And then you put it in the bun, throw that back in the air fryer, and it makes the entire thing crispy. But you gotta time it out about 20 seconds. It's really
so
good.
So far you're talking about food I don't usually eat.
You can throw a chicken breast in there, boom, no time. You can throw
grilled or fried,
either one.
You're only gonna eat fried. I'm sure
grill it. No, I don't do a lot of fried. But I mean, it's basically an air fryer is just a small convection oven.
You know, the only thing I regret about not taking those French fries to go the other night is my fish back behind my office here would have loved those.
Oh, you could have tossed them in there.
Oh, huh? Hey, I can walk. You know, we got sort of we call it Lake Whitfield here behind Whitfield Media Group. And as you know, there's sort of a little creek portion there. And I can walk out there and fish just start swarming. They see me coming. And Kim didn't believe me when I told her this. So Sunday, I brought her by here. And I said, come over here. I'm going to let you see. And so sure enough, she saw it as well. I've gotten to where I feed them crackers. I crunch up crackers.
They wait on you, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's amazing. They see. Of course, it's very shallow, so you can see them coming. But yeah, there's probably a couple of hundred small fish. I mean, they're not very big at all. But anyway, that's what I wish I'd have done with them, because I'm always looking for food, because a box of crackers don't last very long. But anyway, that's a whole nother deal. But yes, had a good weekend. How about you? How was the weekend for you?
It was good. Went out. What was it?
Friday? Any golf, since you can go play golf whenever you want?
Did not play golf this weekend.
You must not want to.
Was planning it. I had a lot to do because I was expecting to fly to Oklahoma this week, but that didn't happen or isn't going to happen. So, you know, did laundry, got all caught up on a bunch of stuff. Of course, church, which I didn't see you guys at Mass.
No, you wouldn't see us at Mass.
And then
you might see it. You'd see if it's
dinner.
See us at Silverdale.
Just a nice, actually fairly relaxed. Not a whole lot going on this weekend. It was refreshing.
Yeah. Well, you're probably not missing much flying. Have you noticed the last few days? It's been a lot of chaos at airports all across the country.
I may have lucked out on this whole thing.
Yeah. So I don't think air travel. Even though my wife is supposed to do some of that tomorrow, she's sort of dreading it a little bit, but. Yeah, I got some work done around the house, and just typical weekend routine, and dinner was nice Saturday evening. So then saw some good NASCAR racing over the weekend. Saw some tempers flaring yesterday. I guess it was more tempers flaring than what I realized when I was watching the race after some of the reports I've read across the media today.
I think it's good NASCAR's about to go on break. Everybody's just mad.
Yeah, and can you believe that NASCAR had to carry that information about Biden? They had to interrupt the beginning of the start of the pre-race and race and all that. And then they had to cut the end short when we're in overtime and send everybody to USA.
It's
that
crazy.
To me was just not right.
Yeah, it does. It's not a great look for NASCAR. Now, I've also noticed the US Open Championship, the British Open, basically, which is one of golf's majors, was earlier that day. So they were playing one of the LPGA, the ladies' PGA tournament, on one of the channels, and they took away coverage of that, which I know not near as many people watch that, but NASCAR wasn't the only thing that was broke away. But I did wonder, like, what if it was the Open Championship? What if it was an NFL game?
Or if it was the Olympics?
If it was the Olympics, you know, could they have cut away from that? I don't know. But, you know, regardless of your political leanings, it was kind of a historic thing that happened.
That's why they have MSNBC.
And I could understand cutting away from it, but, like, we didn't need the next 2 hours of nonstop. Like, okay, yeah, we see it. Hey, everyone go to your phones, since that's what you're going to do anyway, and read more.
Yeah.
But you go back to the race.
Well, what they could have done is they could have said, hey, breaking news, did a 3 or 4 minute blip about it and says, hey, we're going to encourage you, if you're interested in this, go over to our cable channel, and we have news there, and you can watch that.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of crazy that they were, you know, because it wasn't, I mean, it's a big deal, but it wasn't like a situation that needed a minute-by-minute coverage. It wasn't, hey, some building's on fire, or hey, someone's been shot, or I don't know. It's just, hey, this guy's stepping down. For you people really into politics,
pretty interesting. Go read more on or whatever.
You know? MSNBC. It didn't. That didn't bother me near as bad as it did the fact that we're in the middle of a green-white checker finish.
Yeah, it's overtime essentially.
Overtime is going on. Red flagged race, and at about 5 minutes till seven, maybe I might give them 10 till, but I think like it was like seven till seven. They go, oh, by the way, we are going to be sending you at the commercial break, or excuse me, 5 till 6. We're going to be sending you over to the USA Network. Now, you know, not a lot of people are not, let me back up. It's not that a lot of people, there's not that everybody has the USA Network. And this is the Brickyard. This isn't, you know, the race at Pocono. And for them to cut it short when we're in an overtime finish, I thought it was the wrong thing to do. I thought that they should have made this a priority and at least gotten in that overtime finish. Yeah, you would have gone to local news a little bit late, but, you know, they would have done that for the NFL, or they would have done that for other things that they have in their programming.
Wasn't a good look for NASCAR. No. It's almost like they're going, oh, no, it's overtime, and, you know, America's motorsport. But I just cut away. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I tell you, I'm just not real happy with NBC's coverage with NASCAR. I expressed that a few weeks ago with you. I never would have thought I would have said this 15 years ago, 20 years ago, the early days when we started this show. If you'll remember back 15 years ago and beyond, back when Dale Jr. was in the sport, I wasn't a big Dale Jr. fan because I had. When I was involved in the sport in the late 90s, early 2000s, mid to late 90s, early 2000s, I thought he was this spoiled, you know, kid that was used to getting his way.
Only you would not like Junior.
And that was because I was seeing, you know, that was back in his younger days. And as time has gone along, and especially him as a businessman and adult, I've gained a lot of respect for him. But back in the day, I was not a fan of Dale Jr. As time goes along, that has changed. And where I'm going with this is the fact that the NBC broadcast is missing that element of Dale Jr. in the broadcast. And I'm not enjoying the coverage as well without him being a part of the broadcast. Can you relate to that at all, or does it not even mean anything or matter to you?
Yeah, I don't know. Announcers haven't. I've never tuned in for, or I don't know. It I guess it just doesn't affect me as much. I watch them for what they are. Mm-hmm. Yeah, did Junior add something? Yes, but also let's face it, Junior, you know, wasn't it, if his name wasn't Dale Earnhardt Jr., I don't know that he's in the booth.
Yeah.
So it hadn't bothered
and
me.
I'm surprised NBC hadn't replaced him.
Hey, it's cutbacks.
Well,
everybody, yeah. Everybody's got to tighten up a little bit.
I'm sure they're saving a lot of money by not having him as a part of the broadcast, but nevertheless, I miss the Fox broadcast. I think Kevin Harvick was a major asset to the team at Fox. Clint Bowyer has always done an outstanding job. And then Mike Joy is Mike Joy. Mike's always been one of the best in the business when it comes to sports broadcasting, but especially NASCAR. So anyway, that is my complaint of the day. Every once in a while, you got to complain about something. Would you agree or disagree?
Yeah, no. I mean, you got to listen. There's might as well, because there were plenty of complaints going all the way around NASCAR yesterday.
Oh, yeah. There was.
As you had drivers absolutely upset. It's almost like the pressure all decided to, because everyone knew they were going to have a couple weeks off. The pressure just came to a head. And you know what? Overshadowed a victory by a guy that we see win a lot of races. Another big win for Kyle Larson. But that's what a lot of the drivers had an issue with.
Yeah.
The word golden boy came out from several of them. People not agreeing with NASCAR's decision to not throw the caution until Kyle Larson had passed a certain point and they knew the race was over.
Do you think there's anything detrimental to the sport by them being away for 2 weeks? Or do you think it doesn't really matter?
I don't, you know, Olympics is so different, and it's only once every couple years, and it is this kind of rallying thing, and there's not a lot of other big-time stuff going on. I really don't think it'll matter. In fact, it may just be the old absence makes the heart grow fonder type thing.
Could be. All right. Well, we have got a lot to talk about, even though NASCAR is going to be off for the next couple of weeks. We never run out of anything to talk about in the sport of NASCAR. We want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. We are presented to you by Optimize You. You can find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. Also, don't forget, if you miss any episode of Racing Talk Radio or miss any portion of an episode, you can find us online at RacingTalkRadio.com. We post all the past shows there. They're usually up no later than by Tuesday morning. And you can also find us at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. So you can stay connected wherever you are, whenever you want to get your dose of NASCAR. All right, we got more NASCAR to come as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit HatcherFoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr. Each and every Monday at 6, we show up and we give you all the news and NASCAR information we think you need to know. That's right. We take it, we distill it down to its essence. We serve you up a big old shot of what we think you need to know. Today, talking about the Brickyard 400, big win for Kyle Larson, but plenty of upset drivers and lots of, disgruntledness, if you will, in and around the garage area. And so it's good that NASCAR has a couple weeks off. Sean, today we're going to talk about the Brickyard, but next week, well, we don't have a race to talk about. And the next week, we don't have a race to talk about. It'll be the next week before NASCAR is back on the track after 2 weeks off for the Olympics. So that'll look like Richmond on Sunday, August 11th. That's kind of crazy.
So once we get back, we've just got 4 weeks before we end our 26 races going into the NASCAR playoffs.
That's right.
Is that correct?
4 weeks to make it happen. You're going to go to Richmond. You're going to go to Michigan. You're going to go to Daytona and then Darlington. I tell you what, NASCAR a little tip of the cap to the schedule makers for making the last two races before the playoffs, Daytona and Darlington. Those are going to be great.
In the second half of the show today, I want to talk a little bit about Haley Deegan. That is
another name that just, I'm familiar-ish with her, but man.
That's a name we haven't really discussed much about. She has just lost her ride a couple of weeks ago. And I want to talk a little bit about that. Kevin Harvick has a podcast, and he shared some things the other day that I thought was very well, well said, very well explained. And we're going to talk a little bit about Haley Deegan, and is it the possibility she's going to get another second chance? Because she's been in the Truck Series for a little while, then into the Xfinity Series. And I've been really pulling for her. She's got that look. I've been hoping that she would fill that Danica Patrick
hole in your heart.
Well, that Danica Patrick role in the sport, except be two or three times better. I mean, we could use a female driver that runs well and got some talent with a tough team and has got the looks to go with it. I mean, Monster was, I think, hoping that too. Monster teamed up with her early in her career.
Well,
and you got to admit, she's an attractive young lady.
Performance matters in this sport. Even we found that out with Danica, who came along already famous. Wasn't famous because of NASCAR. Mm-hmm. Was already famous when she showed up to NASCAR. Haley's coming in through the ranks. Yes, lots and lots of fans because of Monster Energy and seeing her picture. And yes, she's a lot of guys probably like to look at Haley.
Yeah, check out her Instagram. She's got a lot of photographs of herself.
Yeah, I don't hashtag the grams, but from what
you don't understand, you're not on Instagram.
Not on Instagram.
Not at least with her. Other ladies.
I may just join up just for her, just for you, Sean. No, so I don't have Instagram, but it would be good. But man, don't you feel like I've heard this song before? Who, remember Jennifer Jo Cobb we interviewed in Atlanta? Remember when she was going to be?
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. Okay.
You got a good memory. I forgot about that one.
She was in the Truck Series, and she had like a lot of sponsorship from women-based companies and everything, and mm-hmm. it was having, I guess, a decent amount of success. I don't remember, but like it was a real thing, you know. Oh, and then that flames out. There's been others. Danica, most famously. Haley Deegan, maybe. I don't know. I just feel like if...
There's been very few, though.
There's been very few. It will eventually happen. Maybe Haley's it, but I just feel like if there was either A, a lot of talent, or B, a lot of sponsorship and money coming along with it, then she wouldn't have lost her ride. So,
What's Caitlin's last name in the WNBA?
Caitlin Clark?
Caitlin Clark. We need a Caitlin Clark in NASCAR.
Yes. Every women's sport out there is hoping for a Caitlin Clark.
I mean, somebody.
Someone to absolutely grab the attention of a nation.
Grabs the NASCAR nation, grabs the NASCAR media, and grabs the sports world. And brings new fans and sponsors to take new fans into the sport, and then gets new sponsors to take a look at NASCAR when before they never even paid it any attention. That's what we need. That's what I was hoping for Haley Deegan, but it was a long ways.
Yeah,
from
it not happening. It doesn't look like
not and, even close.
And motorsports is a little different because you do cheer for the driver, but during the actual event itself, you're cheering for a vehicle. You know, you're not looking at Haley the whole time. Whereas in the WNBA, you are. But NFL, you're looking at a helmet. You're not really seeing Tom Brady.
I was watching the final quarter of the All-Star game on ABC Saturday night, and Caitlin Clark was playing. I had never sat and watched the All-Star game before. And the only reason I was watching is to see how she was doing. Yeah.
And how she was doing. And when you watched it, you realized, man, there's a lot of these girls are pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot more physical and fast-paced than I thought.
There was a whole lot of three shots being made and delivered.
Yeah, so it really is. The WNBA I mean, it's a godsend for them. But I remember when the WNBA came out, Lisa Leslie and all them. It was when it, you know, back in the day after the Dream Team, and they were going to launch WNBA. And you watch it, and you're like, man, it's a bunch of layups, and I don't know, it wasn't all that good. The athleticism and the talent of WNBA is really good right now. Now, I don't watch even NBA until the playoffs, so it's not like
I'm just saying.
But I have watched two Indiana Fever games because I want to see Caitlin Clark. And you know what? In both of them, at some point, she stopped way behind the three-point line and made a three-pointer, and you just go, well, that was cool.
And look at
a Steph Curry for girls.
And then look at the business side of it. For what she has done for the league, she has taken the stock value of the entire league to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
When they go to negotiate their TV contracts,
it's already going to be way bigger than
it's going to be so different than the last TV deal was. And think back to the days of Danica Patrick. Danica did that nowhere near on a Caitlin level. But Danica did that a little bit for NASCAR. You take the ladder and there's 10 steps on the ladder. Maybe she did two steps on the ladder for NASCAR. Because there was sponsors. There was people that was paying attention to the sport that never had been before. Chances are GoDaddy would have never been in the sport.
People forget, like, her GoDaddy Super Bowl ads were like a big deal.
Oh, that was back when GoDaddy was at the peak of their game, and they were spending that money, and they were playing ball during the Super Bowl ads as far as being able to play in that arena of spending big time dollars. And so Danica was a great shot in the arm for the sport back at her time, and we need that again.
Yeah,
we need that again in a big way. Because, you know, we always hear in everything we do in today's society, diversity. It's so much delivered about diversity. And
NASCAR fails the test in a lot of ways when it comes to diversity.
It's not due to a lack of trying and effort.
On NASCAR's part, it's really more of a grassroots. Like, there's not as many females or minorities that are into motorsports.
That are that, or that we've been able to discover that had the talent
or have the money to succeed, quite frankly.
I mean, what is it about a minority that can't do as well driving a car as they can with a ball in their hand?
Yeah, well, you got to think it's opportunity, but who knows? There's a whole nother show into itself, but yes. Yeah. A figure to come in and light everyone's fire. You know, Junior carried the torch. I think Chase Elliott, handsome dude, and his dad was good. But a layperson knew who Dale Earnhardt Jr. was. And even if they didn't know Junior, they knew Dale Earnhardt. You've got to be a NASCAR fan to know who Chase Elliott is. We need the guy, the gal, the whoever that shows up and brings that next level, a la Michael Jordan as a team owner type thing.
And have you noticed the size of NASCAR drivers while we're talking
Caitlin
about...
Caitlin Clark is taller, I promise.
But you take guys like, I'm 6'4", you're probably 6'2 or 3. Yeah. The last big guy I remember getting in a NASCAR was Michael Waltrip.
Clint Bowyer was right at 6 foot.
But everybody...
And he skied over everybody.
Everybody's small. That's driving NASCARs for the most part.
I don't know what it means, but yes, NASCAR drivers are not.
Michael McDowell.
They're not a tall folk.
Michael McDowell may be a little bigger than some as far as weight goes, but most of them are real skinny, small.
I mean, people used
small
to give,
guys.
People used to give Tony Stewart a hard time for being fat. Well, he was compared to other NASCAR drivers, but he was a very normal dude. It's just he was next to a bunch of tiny people.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Like jockeys.
It's interesting to compare our sport to other sports, but nevertheless, a little bit later, we're going to talk about Haley Deegan a little bit. All right, let's dive into the Brickyard 400. It was, how would you describe? I'm going to say semi-exciting race. Seemed like it had its fair share of excitement with it. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, lots of stuff going on. You can't say that, you know, the racing wasn't 2x2 all the time or anything like that, but there was certainly plenty of drama, I'll say that.
Yeah.
Things to keep you tuned in.
And of course, we saw where Kyle Busch was running well for a large portion of the race, but when it comes to the finish, that didn't go so well. And of course, Kyle Larson gets the victory. It's his 27th victory in 352 races, his fourth victory of the season. But he only led 8 of the 167 laps. So certainly it wasn't in domination style. But I tell you what, between Hendrick Motorsports and the Toyotas, they're pretty much in control right now.
Yeah, and you look, you had Kyle Larson, like you said, get the win, but God, another Chevy didn't show up till 8th place.
Yeah, so right now, that's kind of the way, when we get to the driver's standings, that's kind of how it's going to be looking to some extent, where you've got Hendrick Motorsports competing against one another, and then you got the Toyota camp.
Good for them.
In general.
We're not used to seeing Hendrick have so much success.
That is doing well. Of course, Tyler Reddick came in second. He posted his second top 10 finish in 2 races at Indianapolis. Ron Blaney, it was his race to lose.
Not happy.
Between him and Brad Keselowski. Brad Keselowski ran out of fuel there at the end before we start to go into overtime. And I was pulling for Brad because Brad needed the win in order to get it into the playoffs.
God, he's so due.
But it wasn't his day. And then, of course, we end up in green-white checker finishes, and we have several of those. And, of course, that's the way it ends up. You never know when a race is going to become a fuel mileage race these days. But Tyler Reddick came in second, Ryan Blaney in third. The driver that came in fourth was Christopher Bell, fifth, Bubba Wallace, sixth, Todd Gilliland, seventh, Austin Cindric, eighth is Daniel Suarez, ninth, Noah Gregson, and 10th, Chase Elliott.
Other drivers of note, not a terrible day for Stenhouse Jr. in 11th, Ross Chastain, 15th, Michael McDowell, you mentioned him earlier, he finished 16th, Brad Keselowski running out of gas, finished 21st, Ty Gibbs, 23rd. Chase Briscoe, 24th. Kyle Busch, a 25th place finish. He had some marks on a radio show earlier in the week that raised some eyebrows.
Actually, it wasn't a radio show. It was the Pat McAfee show.
Well, okay, it's a podcast / no, that's on TV show.
No, that's on ESPN.
Okay, he speaks into a mic. It's okay. A radio show.
Do you not ever watch the Pat McAfee show?
I'm not a McAfee guy. What is this whole crew? There's the Saturdays are for the boys. Barstool. I'm not a Barstool guy.
Okay.
Alex Bowman, 31st. Denny Hamlin, 32nd. Jimmy Johnson. Hey, Sean, he was in there. 33rd.
Every time I see Jimmy in a race and then he crashes and burns.
And Jimmy is so worried about what Sean Whitfield thinks about his
Jimmy,
legacy.
Jimmy, why are you continuing
William
this?
Byron, 38th. There you have it.
Let's go out on top. Let's go out with a legacy in everybody's mind as 7 times. Let's go out with you being a co-owner in a NASCAR team. Let's quit having in our thoughts that you're going to end up in a wreck, whether it's your own doing or not. That's my feeling on Jimmy Johnson. And I'm a Jimmy Johnson fan.
Guess what, Sean? No matter how poorly he races, he still has all those championships.
You notice he shaved his beard off? He looks a lot younger.
Aerodynamics.
You know, if you shave that.
He must be worried about. He's like you. He's worried about looking
if
old.
If you shaved off that gray goatee, you'd look a lot younger.
I like looking. Mrs. Orr likes me to look wise.
Oh, does she? Yeah. All right. There were 10 caution flags for 34 laps and 18 lead changes among 13 drivers. All right. We do have a 2-week break. We're going to talk a little bit about that later on the show. What's some of these drivers going to be doing over the next 2 weeks? Well, we'll discuss that a little bit. But when we come back, we are going to dive into the point standings of the NASCAR Cup Series after the Brickyard. And a little bit later, we got some NASCAR news. We got a lot more to talk about before this hour is up, and we couldn't do it without all of you. Thanks so much for joining us. And of course, we are presented to you by Optimize You. You can find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. That's OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. Be sure to check them out, especially if you're a man out there listening. They can be of benefit to you. I bet they can. Go check it out. More NASCAR to come as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be right back. We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105, presented by Optimize You. Each and every Monday at 6 o'clock today, the Brickyard 400, big win for Kyle Larson and Hendrick, like either one of them needed another win, but it's always good to have another one. He's announced his final season, right, Sean?
Who's that?
Kyle Larson.
What do you mean announced his final season?
This is his last year. Is that
no? Kyle Larson.
Are you sure?
Why would this be his last season?
Okay, maybe.
Where did you get that?
Maybe I had it in a dream, but let's think about it.
Martin Truex Jr. is the only one that's announced that.
Kyle Larson's going to be not far behind. What more does this guy have to prove?
No, Kyle Larson's in his 30s. Yeah, he's in his early 30s. Why would he be? Where did you come up with this?
All right, well, just write it down. Write it down.
So you think?
You heard it here first.
This is going to be his last season?
No, not this. I'm just saying it's. I don't think there'll be another contract. I think he is.
No, there'll be another
closer
contract.
Closer to the end than the beginning.
But why do you think that?
Trying
you
to
sure
remember
you don't
where
have
it came from.
You've got this mixed up with Martin Truex Jr.
No, I know Martin Truex Jr. It's obviously his last ride. But I'm just telling you, Kyle Larson,
no.
Golden boy, driving for Hendrick.
Kyle Busch will go before Kyle Larson does.
Well, yes. This may be Kyle's last year, but not on purpose.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm trying to just see where you getting the common sense out of this being Kyle Larson's last year. Kyle's got a lot of racing ahead. Plus, he's got to still run the double next year. Matter of fact, he even made comments several times over the weekend that he would be back in Indianapolis in May. I'm just trying to understand where you come up with that theory. Is that a conspiracy theory or something you're trying to start?
I'm just saying, you know what? You heard it here first. That's all.
Well, let's
Kyle Larson retired.
Wait. Let's make sure we set the record straight. So you heard it from Casey Orr here first.
You know,
not Sean Whitfield.
We're not very good. You know, a lot of other sports radio has hot takes where they just say something outlandish and they try to back it up. You know, like it, the whole world is all about hot takes now. You just and maybe that could be our thing. We just have Kyle Larson will retire.
I think you got so much wrapped up over the weekend with this Biden deal. Not, you know, going to continue his presidency in the reelection process, that you've gotten that mixed up with Kyle Larson somehow.
It's sad. Well, maybe Larson's attached to Biden. It's sad because you can't talk politics without people just freaking out these days. But, I mean, it is. It's a pretty this hasn't happened in, like, I want to say, like, 100 years or something. There's some crazy thing. Like, this kind of stuff doesn't happen, and we're living in, you know, different times. You've got one president who lost and is coming back for, like, basically running his third time, which that hasn't happened since Grover Cleveland, I think, back in, like, the early 1900s, late 1800s. Mm-hmm. And then the other guy's just like, I'm good. You guys have it. And now it's like, what's going on? It is a very interesting time to be alive, is all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. A couple of points I want to point out about the results of the race at the Brickyard. Number one, Bubba Wallace, his fifth place finish is his third top 10 in the last four races. Bubba also won the first stage. He remains outside the playoff spots, but gained 20 points on the playoff cut line. He is seven points behind. Ross Chastain for the final playoff spot with the four races left in the season. Also, Chase Elliott for the second week in a row, a penalty hurt his chances to win. This time it was a blend line violation early in the race.
Yeah. Explain what that is.
I was thought you would do that for
that's another. Chase Elliott, not too happy.
A blend line violation.
It was a blend line. So basically he was a little too close to the line on a restart or blended into the other line. I mean, what a ticky-tack, goofy kind of NASCAR thing to do.
I had never heard that before.
Yeah. Isn't that an issue? Like, you and I have been talking about this sport and watching it for a long time. It's the first time I've heard blend line.
I mean, I could have been under a rock, but I've been doing this show 24 years, and I had never heard of blend line violation before.
The old blend line.
I mean, of course, from comments that I've seen that Chase Elliott made over the radio,
he hadn't heard of it either.
That he had all kinds of adjectives in his vocabulary yesterday for NASCAR. So I assume from all the four-letter words, he didn't know what the blend line meant either. Also, Kyle Busch, incident with Denny Hamlin to set up the overtime. He had a damaged car. He was running six at the time of the incident, and then, of course, put him in 25th. He has one top 10 in the last 10 races. And we are talking about Kyle Busch. It is the seventh time in that stretch he has finished 25th or worse. Kyle Busch. I never imagined we'd be talking about Kyle Busch.
If anyone
saying these type of things.
If anyone needs 2 weeks off, it's OKB right now. And actually,
yeah, I would agree.
According to different websites and your Instagram or the InstaFace, Kyle's taking 2 weeks off and going to Italy and taking Miss Samantha Busch with him.
Yeah. He could use it.
Yeah, I think it's, you know what? Go drink a bunch of wine, eat as much pasta as you can.
Do you believe Richard Childress is going to be able to salvage this sinking ship long enough to keep Kyle on board? Or is he going to jump ship and go somewhere else, you think, before Richard can accomplish that?
No, I think he can salvage it only because there's not a long line waiting for Kyle Busch to come see him, you know.
Well, it's not that there's not a long line. There's not any ships out there, if any ships to go to.
That's what I mean. So it's kind of like, we're stuck with one another. I think the issue is Kyle Busch is a fantastic race car driver, but Kyle Busch cannot be the leader, so to speak, at your whatever team, you know, shop, you name it. Mm-hmm. He's a heck of a talent, but I don't think he's the guy I look to pull me out of the bad times. And right now, but that's all that Richard Childress has. Where else are you going to look?
Yeah.
I'm going to look at his grandson?
Every week, I am continued to be amazed. No question, Kyle Busch has showed emotion and frustrations this year, but nothing like the Kyle Busch we would have saw 5 and 10 years ago. He would have been blowing a top, breaking things, you know, just going off if it was back in the days when he was with Joe Gibbs, or he was even as far back as Hendrick Motorsports, but especially during the days of Joe Gibbs in that time of his career. He is handling this far better than the old Kyle Busch would have handled it.
Yeah.
Because it has never been this bad for him in his career as it is this year.
Well, you know, maturity and experience, I guess. And plus, like we said, where else are you going to go?
He won 3 races in the first 12 or 15 races of last year and has not had success since.
Yep. He started off strong. We were all blown away, and it seems like it has certainly regressed back to the mean that we all thought it would be.
Yeah. Let's get into the driver's standings of the NASCAR Cup Series. After the race at the Brickyard, Kyle Larson's leading 10 points ahead of second place Chase Elliott, despite Chase didn't have a good day. Third, Tyler Reddick. Fourth, Denny Hamlin. And fifth, Ryan Blaney.
William Byron in the sixth spot. Martin Truex Jr. seventh. Christopher Bell eighth. Brad Keselowski ninth. Alex Bowman rounds out your top 10. 11th spot, Ty Gibbs. 12th, Chris Buescher. 13th, Ross Chastain. 14th, Bubba Wallace. 15th, Joey Logano. And in the 16th spot, Chase Briscoe. However, Sean, 17th place, Daniel Suarez. And 19th place, Austin Cindric, are both drivers outside the top 16 that have wins. So they would actually effectively bump out Chase Briscoe and Bubba Wallace, leaving Ross Chastain, the last driver without a win, in to the top 16. As we stand, Martin Truex Jr. in 7th place, the only driver in the top 10 that does not have a win.
Ross Chastain and Joey Logano both are two drivers this year that have kind of caught me by surprise, that have not done as well as they have in the past and certainly have that potential. But it has just not been a good year for those two. And then, of course, you throw Kyle Busch in the mix, and, of course, Kyle takes it to a whole new level when you look at the results he's had this year. But it's been an interesting season. Some of the guys that we would have expected to do much better have just had nothing but struggles and disappointments. So that's what makes this sport so exciting.
And you think about it, 2 weeks off and then 4 weeks to come back and improve your position in the playoffs, get those playoff points that we see matter so much when we get to the round of 16, or just do what you can to get in the playoffs. And it's going to be 4 races with 2 races.
Yeah.
The race to win and the race to improve your position ought to be a great 4 weeks.
If you missed any portion of today's program, or you ever miss a episode of Racing Talk Radio presented by Optimize You, you can always find us at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. You can find us on more than a dozen different podcast platforms. So just go to your favorite one and search us there, and then hit the subscribe button, and then that way you get notifications every time we post another episode. Of course, you can listen to us live every Monday at 6 p.m. broadcasting from the Optimize You studio every Monday, 6 p.m. right here on Rock 105. More NASCAR to come after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired? loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive, then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr. We've been talking about the Brickyard 400, big win for Kyle Larson. He's not retiring soon. At least that's what Sean thinks. More to come.
I'm still trying to figure out how you came up with that idea.
It's been Monday all day long. And of course,
so
NASCAR,
you got to fill me in on that by next week.
NASCAR getting ready to take 2 weeks off, and Sean has promised that I too get to take 2 weeks off. So
absolutely not.
For the next two, you'll just be listening to Sean Whitfield.
You have to be here 30 years before you can do that.
Talking about what would you do on a show by
yourself?
You've
only been here 19.
Could you make it like part NASCAR, part fitness? Is that what you would do? I mean,
well, we could throw in a little college football.
Oh, we could do that.
Because I was going to share with you, we're in the planning stages now of College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty here on Rock 105. We're going to be starting back August 30th. We start back the 30th of August. We're going to be talking SEC football, our sixth season of SEC at its best.
I've still got Chris Gilford?
No, we don't. Chris?
No, no Chris or Randy?
Chris is retired, so is Randy.
Okay.
We got a surprise, though, and I'll be sharing that in the near future. Actually, I'm going to have him come on the show and spend a few minutes talking with him.
Your buddy that knows a lot about college football, the guy that you do a NASCAR show with, you haven't even broached
the
topic.
You're welcome to come in and talk a little SEC.
No, it's I'm going to do the Big 12 minute.
No.
About Oklahoma
State. Nobody cares
State.
About that.
Well, then...
They only care about SEC.
Fine. Sean, listen, I know you
Nobody
like,
cares about the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
I know you like free, and that's what my...
We could talk about Oklahoma, though.
Oh, God. No, I'll talk about Oklahoma, all right.
Now that Oklahoma is going to be in the SEC.
Yeah. So, you know what? Which is actually going to make me a fan of just about... I'll be cheering on an SEC team every week. It's whoever plays OU. Like I could end up cheering on Alabama someday because they'll be playing OU.
I better get this in real quick because we don't have much time. I had shared that, earlier that I was going to share Kevin Harvick's comments regarding Haley Deegan. And, of course, his comment to start off with is it's going to be tough to get a second chance. Haley Deegan started off in the Arkham Remax series. Then she went into the Camping World Truck series. And then last, she was in the Xfinity Series. She ran three seasons from 2021 to 2023 in the Truck Series. Then she moved on to the Xfinity series, and Deegan was only one of two female drivers in the Xfinity series. Natalie Decker was the other one, but Deegan turns 23 this Thursday. She was 28th in the points in the Xfinity series with no top five or top 10 finishes before the split with AM Racing just a few weeks ago. It was Deegan's first season in the Xfinity series, which came after the racing 3 years with the truck series. But Kevin Harvick goes on to say this. He said, the big mistake here was getting out of the Toyota development system. I think Ford has the worst development program as far as their drivers go. I think Toyota has the best, and I think Chevy somewhere is in the middle. Getting out of that Toyota development program with all the resources and they're willing to give the time, I think she needed more time in the truck series, getting that guidance and mentorship that she needed in order to develop into what she needed to be a NASCAR race car driver. She carries this fan base off the racetrack that's a big fan base, and I think that she just got pushed through too fast and wound up in the wrong development system for her to be successful. So I had never given it any thought about how the development systems were with the manufacturers, how that can be such a vital element to the future and the success of a driver, not just the team.
You know, it's funny. We love football in this country, and you watch your favorite player go from, University of Tennessee or Georgia or wherever. They get drafted. A lot of times they get to play immediately. But, you go to baseball, which is America's pastime, and you could be the number one overall player in the world, and you still go spend some time in the minors. Now, it may not be a whole year. Sometimes it's a couple years before you resurface. It's just the catch-up time seems to be a little bit different. There's just more nuance to learn. Basketball now opened the G League because they were tired of drafting these 18-year-olds or 17-year-olds fresh out of college. Maybe they were there a year, but physically and mentally just aren't ready to go on the road and play 86 games. There's a lot of development that has to take place. I'm with you. I never thought about it as much in NASCAR, or that Ford was good at it and Toyota wasn't and Chevrolet's in the middle somewhere.
I'd never heard anybody even give their opinion.
I would think that Kevin Harvick probably knows a thing or two, and
he's drove for at least two of these programs.
Exactly. And as NASCAR goes, he's kind of given an opinion that isn't clouded by anything. Like, what would he care? He's probably spot on. But let's face it, this day and age, you become and I've just been reading a little bit about Haley. You have that many followers and you have an Instagram presence and you feel like you always need to be doing something and moving up. Taking the time to sit back and really learn your craft, it takes some people longer. And he probably hit the nail on the head. The interesting thing will be, where does she go from here? Because it is going to be tough to get another shot. And let's face it, Sean, it's easier to be good in the Xfinity series because there's only a few teams that really compete week in and week out. The Cup Series, a whole different ballgame.
Yeah. She has got a huge social media presence. And like I said earlier, she's got the look. She's got Monster behind her. She has had in most of her career. And it will be very disappointing if she doesn't get a second chance. It obviously isn't. And of course, hindsight is 20/20. It does appear that moving her to the Xfinity series was much too soon. And Kevin Harvick makes a lot of sense when he says, well, the worst thing to happen to her was she left the Toyota Racing Development Program. So, very interesting. All right, we are getting close to out of time. Anything else you want to cover before we go in this final minute or two?
Are we going to do some Olympics predictions? Are you excited about Olympics?
Not at all.
You going to be watching any of the Olympic, basketball perhaps, golf?
Maybe
women,
so.
Women's basketball, the WNBA girls?
Yeah, I'll be watching some of it. But I've never been a huge Olympics fan.
Yeah, because you don't love America as much as me.
Oh, I love America. It's got nothing to do with that. That's why I like to say I'm a proud Republican.
Well. Okay.
You said, like, I ain't going to agree with that one.
Like, I don't know what's going on here, but I love America, and I'll be cheering on America in the Olympics.
All right. Well, we got 2 weeks off from NASCAR. However, we don't have 2 weeks off. We'll be right here with you for the next 2 weeks, as though there is still plenty to talk about, plenty of things to be discussed. It'll be interesting to share where some of the drivers are going on these 2 weeks off. As you mentioned, Kyle Busch is headed to Italy, which is probably the best place for him to do, is to get away and try to recharge a little bit. But we'll
come back about 20 pounds heavier.
Yeah, after all that pasta. But we'll be talking all kinds of NASCAR talk over the next few weeks. So we want to thank you again for making us a part of your day, keeping you up to date with all the latest news in the world of NASCAR on and off the track. And of course, we are presented to you by OptimizeU. We encourage you to check out their website at OptimizeUChattanooga.com. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by OptimizeU on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.